to having two messages. That really puts a preacher in a bind. What to preach. And so I've sort of been struggling this morning. And I, you know, you might say, Lord, we've had all this time off. I wish you'd told me before. But I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. I think I remember hearing a preacher preach one time, and he started, and everybody turned and prayed and read the Bible, and he got a little bit into it, and he said, no, that's not the one, and he just went somewhere else. So I reserve the right to do that this morning, but I think this is what the Lord would have us to preach on today. 1 Peter chapter 5, and if I preached out of this passage of Scripture in years gone by, it's been that. It's been a long time ago, but I don't think I have. I'm sure I've mentioned it, but we're just going to read one verse, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. 1 Peter chapter number 5, and this is there's a lot of good things in this passage of Scripture, but we're just going to deal with one verse, verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7, here's what the Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. That's good, isn't it? I mean, we could remember that. We could memorize that before we dismiss this morning. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Let's pray. Lord, I just come today, and I want to thank You for Your blessings, and I want to thank You for the beautiful day. I even want to thank You, Lord, for the snow that we had, the time we had to set it home, and just sort of unplug from some of the things that we're normally busy doing. We miss being at church, but God, it's good to just sit down sometimes and think about You and just unplug from the world. And so when it snows and bad and can't get out, that's what we just try to do, just take that as a time appointed and given from Thee to just sit down. And Lord, we're thankful for that, but we're so glad to be back this morning. And I pray and I ask that You would take the Scripture today. I pray that the Holy Ghost of God would just speak to our hearts. Help us, help me as only You can. I want to preach, Lord, not in and of my own power today, because I'm powerless to do anything. I can't be a blessing to anybody. But I want to be used of You, and I pray that the Holy Ghost of God would take the words and the Scripture and the message today and give me the words that You'd have me to say. Help me not to say anything that I shouldn't. But Lord, I pray You'd speak to our hearts. We got a lot of things we're praying about, asking You to help with and just take control of. Lord, we commend all these things into Your hands today. We ask for Your help, I pray. And I ask these things in Jesus' name and amen. Let's read that one more time. It's just a short verse, but well, there's a lot in it. The Bible said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I want to try to preach on the subject today. The title just simply being this, don't worry about it. Seems like as a pastor, and I think I said a while back that I was going to preach a message one of these days on don't worry about it. And so today would be that day. Seems like a lot of times I give that advice or I want to say that to somebody. And it's hard to say that to somebody. They think you don't care sometimes. But that's not the case. And when we don't worry, it doesn't mean we don't care. But a lot of times we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about. I want to say in the beginning of the message this morning that no matter what I preach, as we go away after the service is over, whatever it is this morning that you might be worrying about, whatever that is, it's not going to change. I mean, when we say amen and we dismiss this morning, it'll still be the same problems. It'll still be the same circumstances, the same situations, but a lot of times what makes a real difference is whether or not we're actually worrying about that thing. If we could get to the place where we were doing what the Bible says here in verse number 7, the situation, the circumstance, it would just seem so much better if we just could get to the place where we weren't worrying about it. And so I want to try to preach on that subject this morning. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I say that a lot more in my home and privately and maybe talking with Kim about things. Every time somebody comes to me with something, I don't just flat out say, well, don't worry about it, but that's good advice. A lot of times, don't worry about it. Let's just look this morning. I'm going to get right into the scripture. I don't have a big outline. It's not a big verse. But there's really just three things that I want to point out in verse number 7. It's the word casting, the word care, and the word careth. Those three words, you might say, well, those are all the same word or mean about the same thing, but they don't. They all actually mean something differently. And the Bible says here, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And the first thing I want to point out, we're going to look in the middle of the verse. That word care there, casting all your care. Now that word care there, what does that mean? The word care there, it means this. It means worry, anxiety, that which is troubling us, that which is weighing us down, that which we are worried about, nervous about, concerned about. That's under the word care. All of those things come under that word care. Casting all your care, all the things you're worried about, all the things we're anxious about or have anxiety about, care. That's what that means. And I was thinking about worry and some things that I wanted to give you just starting out this morning about worry. Worry is a sin. We'll point that out as we go along, but I want to say this about worry or being weighted down with things to the point of worrying to where it is a care upon us that we're carrying and we're not doing what the Bible says, giving it over to the Lord. It's a sin to do that. But I want to say some things about what kind of sin that is. It is a comfortable sin. What I mean by that, by saying that it is a comfortable sin, it's a sin that we're comfortable with. Now, if we had somebody in the church membership that, every Friday night, every Saturday night, they were going out and getting drunk, and we all knew about it, we would, I hope, be concerned about that. We would be bothered about that if we had somebody in the membership that, I'm telling you what, they got a problem. We wouldn't be comfortable with that. If we had pornography in our midst, if we had a pornographer in our midst, do you think we'd be all right with that and everybody'd say, well, you know, that's just the way they are? I don't think we'd be all right with that. What if we had a thief in our midst? What if when you come to church and it'd been going on that, every time you come to church, something got gone out of your car. And you got the place where you had to lock your car doors when you come in the church and it was found out that we just had somebody in our midst that was a thief. And they'd been going out in between services and going to different cars and stealing things. Would we be all right with that? Well, that's just the way it is. That's just the way they are. That'd be a problem. We wouldn't be all right with that. But you know what? When we have worry in our midst, although that's a sin. Now, I realize that's a, we might say, well, that's different. But sin is sin, is it not? When we have worry in our midst, when we have concern in our midst like that, we don't worry about that. That doesn't bother us when we have worry. We're comfortable with worry. In fact, a whole lot of times when we worry, it is interpreted as being spiritual. Like if you don't worry, there's something wrong with you. But if you do worry, it's like that's the accepted response to things. We worry if we don't worry. You ever worried about that? Well, I'm not worried about it. Maybe something's wrong with me. But we're comfortable with worry. We're not comfortable with a whole lot of other things. We would look upon them and say, just outright, we'd say, now that's wrong. That's sinful. That ought not to be. We shouldn't allow that. But worry, it's on a whole different level. We're comfortable with that. It's all right if the preacher worries. It's all right if our Sunday school teachers worry. It's all right if mama's worried. It's all right if daddy's worried. It's all right if our children are worried about this and worried about that. We're just comfortable with worry, and really we ought not to be. According to the Bible says casting all your care, all of your worry, all of your anxiety upon Him, for He careth for you. Worry though, and anxiety in these things, it's a comfortable sin. Number two this morning, it is a contagious sin. Well, we worry if we go out in public and somebody sneezes, and we say, boy, I hope they're not sick. I don't want to catch that. But I'll tell you, worry is contagious just like a bad cold. And now, most families, they have somebody that worries more than the other one. I'm talking about husbands and wives and things like that. Sometimes it might be the mother that would worry more, the father, or somebody in the family. Just about everybody has a worrier. I tell you, it'd be miserable if both were prone to worry. But just by way of example this morning, if Kim expresses worry over something, I can be going through life and I'm not bothered a bit, and I'm not worried about anything, but if her and I start talking about something and all of a sudden she has worry and anxiety about something, it makes me that way. Because now I'm not only worried about her worrying, but I'm worried about what she was worried about that she shouldn't have been worried about, that I said don't worry about it, but she worried anyway and made me worried. It's awful. It's an awful cycle to get in. You can be going through your day and you meet somebody and all of a sudden they unload a whole bunch of stuff on you and you are all right, and now all of a sudden what's wrong? You're worried about that too. Worry is a contagious thing. I mean, it spreads like a fire. It spreads like a coal throughout us. It is a contagious thing. It is a corrosive thing. When something is corrosive, that means that it eats away. You know, a battery, the acid in it is corrosive. If you get it on your clothes, it'll eat holes in your clothes. That's what it's doing. It's eating away, and that's how worry and care is. It is a corrosive thing. It's corrosive to our families. You ever studied over there about Luke chapter number 10 about Martha and Mary, and here come the Lord Jesus and brought all those disciples into Martha's house, and Mary was just sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing the word of the Lord and soaking it up and everything like that. And Martha, man, she's walking around wringing her hands, trying to get supper on the table, trying to make everything look right. And finally she just gets so exasperated, she goes and rebukes the Lord Jesus. And she told the Lord, she said, basically, tell Mary to get in here and help me. You remember that? You think Martha was easy to get along with? You think Martha was a happy individual at that point in her life? Do you know what the Lord Jesus said to her? He said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, there's that word, and troubled about many things. Martha, you're a worry wart. That's what that means. You are careful. You're worried. You're anxious about many things. You're troubled about many things. It's not just in fact, I preached a message one time on Martha and Mary, and I called that message the straw that broke the camel's back. That was the thing that she just couldn't take anymore, and she went all to pieces over that. That's how worry is. But see, in that family that had the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in their very midst, she couldn't enjoy the Lord. Why not? She was careful and troubled about many things. It caused problems between her and Mary, and that's what worry does in our lives. It corrodes away. It makes it, it, It harms the family unity that ought to be there. It causes problems and fussing about things that ought not to be fussed about and really ought to be on the same page about. It's a corrosive thing. And so thankfully the Lord Jesus pointed that out to Martha. What did she do with it? Read it in Luke chapter number 10. But I'll give you just a hint. The Lord Jesus said about Mary that she had chosen the good part. She had set it at the Lord Jesus' feet and heard His word. And that's what we need a lot of times. But it's corrosive in the family relationships. It is corrosive to your health. There's all kinds of things out here that are bad for your health. I'm going to tell you something this morning. It's bad for your health, and that's worry. In fact, I would go to the point to say that I believed that it's probably worse for you than tobacco. It's probably worse for you to worry and get stressed out over stuff than it is to overeat all the time. You can go on a diet and lose extra pounds. But people that worry tend to worry for life and never, you could be known as a person that just worries. Of all the people, and I'm not saying that everybody that's sick is a worry ward or anything like that, but I'm telling you, worry will cause you to be sick. It'll make you sick. Worry robs you of your sleep. Worry weighs you down. There's nothing quite like worry. That if you got a cold, you know you've got a cold. And if you can lay down and go to sleep sometimes, you can sort of get over it through the night and you start getting a little bit better. You might take some medicine and it unstop you and you get to breathing a little bit and you get to feeling a little bit better. But worry, the thing about it never leaves you. It is on you when you go to bed. It is on your mind throughout the night. You can't go to sleep. It's weighing you down throughout the day. And it just eats away at you. It'll make you sick. I read an article in the newspaper last week. And you know, with the health care and the government's involved in it and everything like that. And so pretty much what the government says, everybody's going to be in on it. What they're recommending now is that everybody that goes to the doctor is screened for depression. Depression is, believe it or not, tied in with worry. Would you believe that? But they're saying that it's such a problem in America that every person that goes to the doctor needs to be screened for depression, worry, anxiety, care, sadness, all of these things. Here's what the Bible says in Psalms 127 in verse number 2. The Lord said, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows." Sometimes you get worried about something, you can't sleep. You wake up, you get out of the bed, you stay up late, you can't go to sleep. And what are you doing? Just eating the bread of sorrows. There's all kinds of bread out there, and wheat bread, and white bread, and honey wheat bread, and I mean everything under the sun. And some of it, they say, is bad for you. I'm going to tell you what's bad for you. The bread of sorrows is bad for you. To sit around and roll things over in your mind you can't do anything about anyway. And God in His Word said it is vain for you. What's that mean? Vain means to be empty. It is of no value whatsoever. That's what the Word of God is saying. It's empty. It's useless. It's pointless for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. I believe in that verse. That's why I go to bed. I'm planning on going to bed and going to sleep. He giveth His beloved sleep. That's what the Bible says. It's vain for you to lay awake all night and worrying about things you can't do anything about. All it's going to do is rob you of your health and rob you of your peace of mind. It's corrosive in your family. It's corrosive to your health. It's corrosive spiritually. Have you ever known any giants of the faith that worried about everything? The Bible said in Romans 14 and 23, it says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." And worry, we might act sometimes like it's being spiritual to worry, but if we're worrying, all that is a lack of faith in God. We don't believe that God can provide. We don't believe that God knows the future. We don't believe that it's going to turn out according to how we prayed and prayed and prayed about it. If you're worrying anyway, you're not praying in faith. You've not trusted God with it. And spiritually, it's a killer. You can't pray. You can't be sweet like you ought to be. It's corrosive. I was changing out a battery one time years ago, and I didn't really pay much attention to how much acid I had gotten all over my jeans while I was doing that. And a little bit later in the day, I noticed I looked like a bunch of moths had got a hold of my clothes. I could look down and see my thighs on both sides. I think I had to go home and change clothes. That's corrosive. I would get that off my skin. I recognize that's bad. That's what I thought. If that's doing that to my jeans, what's it going to do to my legs? I went home, I changed clothes, I cleaned up, I got that stuff off of me. But worry? Do you see that for as bad as it is for us? We don't worry about being worried. Care is what it means in verse number 7 there. Casting all your care, all your worry. It's a bad thing. But then I look at this also in verse number 7. I want to go back to the beginning when it says this in verse number 7. It says casting. Casting. That's a very good word. If we were to take time to study it out this morning, what that word casting is, it is the idea of this, to be done with something. To be done with it. Casting all your care. To be done with it, as if to throw it away. Now, everybody knows that we had a lot of snow over the past couple of weeks. Had the big snowstorm last weekend. We couldn't have had church last Sunday morning. I thought, well, if it did stop snowing, maybe us men could meet at the church at 9 o'clock and shovel everything off. And I thought about presenting that. But as the day went on, and I couldn't even keep it shoveled out around my house. It took forever to just, with a tractor, scoop it all, get it out of the way so we could get it in and out. We had a lot of snow. But you know what we do at first? We just try to keep a place away from the door, don't we? If I can just keep that shoveled away. And so I tried to keep it away from the door. And then I make a little path on the deck, and then right beside the two cars. And I go beside the cars, and I took the snow, and I moved it into a pile right there between the two cars. And then a few days later, it's still there, and it's starting to melt off, and we'd move the cars out. And I got to noticing that big pile of snow I'd put there between the two cars, and I thought, I'm going to have to move that again. Because if I don't shovel that out of the way, it's just going to melt and make a mess. And we're going to track it in. And when we park the cars in there, we have to climb around that. So I went out there with my big shovel. And I began to scoop that. And I throwed it all the way out of the way. Now the first time, I just moved one problem and it made another problem. The second time when I went out there, I was casting that snow out of the way to be done with it. And I threw it, and when I would throw that big shovel full of snow over there, I threw it out of the way, got it all out of the way, and I threw it away with it, the thought in mind that I won't have to worry about it over there. It is completely out of the way. It is gone. It can lay there. It can melt. I'm not moving it again. But here it's in my way. Over there it's not in my way. That's what that word casting means. It means to be done with it. Now a lot of times here's how we are in worry. We're not done with it. We just move it from one place to another. And then we come back and we mess with it some more. And we don't cast it away then. We just move it till the next time. And we just move it around and move it around. But we're not casting it away. A lot of times we can come to the altar and say, God, help me with this. And I'm done with it. But you've not cast it away. You've just moved it out of the way for a time. There's a difference in moving things around and casting it away. And the Word of God says, casting all your care. Is it not all right to be worried every once in a while? Not according to that verse. It says casting all your care. But the real important things, the real things that are closest to our hearts, shouldn't we worry just a little bit about that? If we don't worry, it seems like we don't care. Not according to that verse. Because it says casting all. In fact, it'd be good for you in your Bibles to circle that little word all this morning. Is it all right to worry every once in a while? Not according to the Bible. Casting all your care. Now here's the difference this morning. I am not casting what I don't care about. It's easy to cast away what you don't care about. Somebody asked me about if the presidential election was held tomorrow. I'm not worried about that. Because it's so far gone, I don't much care about that. That's not who my hope is in. It's not hard for me to... You know what everybody says now? Whatever. You know what that means? I don't care. I mean, I care, but I'm not losing sleep about it. It's just not on my radar. Maybe that's a bad example. We ought to be concerned, but I'm not losing sleep about it. There's other things that people are worried about, but I'm not worried about it. People ask me, who do you think's going to win the big game next week? I think the Panthers are going to win, but my pay stays the same. My life stays the same. Your life stays the same. I'm not on the payroll. I really don't care. I don't remember who won last year. I don't care. We're not talking about casting things you don't care about away. That's easy to do. But the Bible does say casting all your care. So all that I really do care about, I am to cast, not away, but on Him. That's the difference. Now, I cut down a tree and I cut the brush off and I make a brush pile. I'm casting that brush on there. I'm going to burn it later. I'm not coming back to it. I'm not worrying about it. It's over there. It's done. I'm not thinking anything else about it. I go to the garbage dump and I back up in my pickup and I throw those bags into the dumpster. I've cast them away. I don't care about that anymore. I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm not coming back to it. I'm not getting it out. We're not talking this morning about garbage and brush. I'm talking about things you care about. It's easy to say, I don't care about that, but what I'm talking about is the things you do care about. Well, the Bible says casting all your care, all that you're worried about, all that you're anxious about, all that's keeping you up at night. We're not talking about throwing it in the dumpster. We're not talking about putting it out of mind, but I'm talking about casting all your care. Look what the Bible says, upon Him. I like that. I've not got rid of it. I've just put it over on the Lord. Don't worry, He's strong enough. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is there something heavy? Is there something burdening us down? Is there something weighting us down? The Lord said, bring it to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Casting all your care upon Him. There ought to be a casting in our lives. If you're not worried about it, it doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you're not spiritual. It doesn't mean you don't pray about it. But it's what we do with what we care about it. With what we care about. Either I'm going to carry it around and it's going to run me down into the ground, or I'm going to learn to cast my care upon the Lord and let Him carry it for me. He said to put it on Him. Now here's a blessing. If you look on down in that verse, in verse number 7, it says this, "For He careth for you." God didn't say go throw it in the dumpster. Don't worry about it. God said throw it on Me because I care for you. And that word careth there in verse number 7, "For He careth for you," it is the same as a parent's concern for their children. Now, I am concerned about my children. I am concerned about the things that they are concerned about. I'm concerned of my son is grown and works outside the home, lives outside the home, but he'll call me and talk about things from work or come over and he's telling me about, I'm concerned about that. All of a sudden, I wasn't concerned about it before. I found myself with Abigail going to school. Now I'm concerned about haircuts. I'm concerned about weddings. I was not concerned about that before. You wouldn't believe how much some of you would. Oh my goodness, what a big deal things are. You know what Daddy said? Don't worry about it. But if you're worried about it, I'll be worried about it with you. I'll be concerned because I care for. Concerned about my children. I'm concerned about Chloe and she comes and she has little things that she's talking about and mentioning to me. And as a father, why am I concerned about it? I wasn't concerned about it before, but now on their behalf, I'll be concerned about it. Because I care about them. Because I love them. Because I'm interested like a parent is interested in their children. And here's what the Bible said over in Matthew chapter number 6. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." Notice what it says. "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Boy, isn't that a blessing? Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Boy, isn't God good? Your heavenly Father knew you was going to need water to drink. He put a lot of it on this earth. Isn't it a blessing just to go up and get a big drink of water? The Lord knew you was going to need that. People are concerned about oil and coal and all of these things. You know, there's more oil now. Why is gas so low? Man, America has gone from not being one of the major producers to now we're number one. That's why you can buy it over in Mountain City for $1.47, I think Kim said. It was almost $4 a gallon. Where's all that come from? Oil is a renewable resource. What's that mean? That means the earth makes it. Isn't that a blessing? If they keep it up, I'm going to go get a Suburban again. Praise the Lord. I like it. I mean, I like my little cars and everything. I like the gas mileage, but man, have you ever had a Suburban? That's what they drive the president around in bad weather. The Lord knows what you need. Your heavenly Father cares for you. He's going to supply. He's our heavenly Father. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Is it all right to worry? It's sort of telling God that He doesn't know what He's talking about. It's sort of telling the Lord, now, Lord, I know what you said. Look what the Bible says. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You know, some people, they worry all the time. They're known for worry. What if the Lord came to you this morning and said, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Wouldn't that make you feel better? I mean, I'm here telling you, and I'm the preacher, and you ought to listen to that, but if the Lord came to you personally and said, whatever it is, don't worry about it. Cast all your care upon me, because I care for you. I love you. Wouldn't that just make you feel so much better? Well, you know what? That's the Word of God. He's already come to us. He's already laid it in her laps this morning. Said, look right there. Look right there. Why would you need to, if the Lord came to you in a vision, you'd say, is that pizza I had? Is that dream? I can't trust that. But I'll tell you, you can trust that. Yeah, that's the Word of the Lord that has come to us and assured us this morning by His Word. Listen to me. It's you don't have to worry. It's not making you more spiritual. Just cast all your care upon me. I care for you. I love you. It's going to be all right. What's the Lord saying there in verse number 6? He's saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just give it to me. It's going to be all right. You'd be satisfied then. That ought to satisfy us this morning. I'd like for us to have our heads bowed and our eyes closed. And I appreciate your good attention this morning.